I'm Mark Bayshore. You've got Current State. Habitat for Humanity International has been building homes for people who need them since 1976. The organization was founded on the principle of partnership housing. That's when those in need of adequate shelter work side by side with volunteers to build houses. Habitat for Humanity has helped 6.8 million people find affordable shelter worldwide. Joining us to tell us about what's happening with Habitat for Humanity in our area is Habitat's Executive Director of the Capital Region, Vicki Hamilton Allen. Welcome, Vicki.
Good morning.
Also, Teresa Bonds is with us, and Teresa's family is preparing to move into their Habitat for Humanity home. We're excited for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. You must be excited. Vicki, Habitat for Humanity is well known for building and renovating homes. So let's talk about the nuts and bolts here first, so to speak. How does the home ownership program work?
Well, it starts with an application. Low to moderate income families apply to us to partner, and they need to demonstrate that there is need, ability to pay, and willingness to partner.
And those are the three main criteria then.
Absolutely.
As far as who gets a home. Talk to us about the sweat equity. This is the second time sweat equity has come up in the program here today. What are some examples of the sweat equity that a prospective homeowner that you are helping invests in their soon-to-be property?
Sweat equity is at the core of the Habitat partnership.
Sure.
That's where we ask families to do 200 to 400 hours of volunteer service to support their partnership for a Habitat home. They have opportunities to swing hammers and build, of course, and that's what everybody sees. But there are other opportunities, too. They may be able to work in our retail store, the ReStore. They may be able to work in our offices. And some people have physical impediments that don't allow them to climb ladders and work on a building site. So we have been very creative. We don't limit it just to the adults, either. So the children can take part.
Ah, a chance for instructing young people here.
Absolutely. I think Teresa will be able to talk to that point a little bit better. But we've encouraged the children to have great grades. If they bring us their report card and they can demonstrate for every A, they get 1 hour of sweat equity. For every B, they get a half an hour. For every C, we ask them to try harder.
Oh, I see. So we don't forget the schooling here in the process.
Absolutely. And it allows for the children to be a part of the process and not just a byproduct or a sideline.
You ready to roll up your sleeves here, Teresa?
Yes.
Sounds like
I
you'll
am.
Be investing some sweat equity here pretty soon. Talk to us about your family and why you decided to apply for the program.
Well, I was driving my kids to school, and I heard the ad on the radio, so I decided to apply online, and here we are.
And what kind of sweat equity are you prepared? You've been involved in this process already. You're not just getting started.
Right.
You're about to move in
right, that is
to
correct.
Your home. What kind of sweat equity did your family offer?
We have done anywhere from working on our own house to the children bringing me their report cards on a weekly basis, working at the ReStore every weekend.
Okay. So you personally did, how much work did you actually do on the house? Did you already have some experience doing this kind of work?
No, I had no experience at all, so I've learned a lot. I've put in, probably at the house alone, I'd say rounded off to about 100 hours or more.
Okay.
Alone, just at the house.
You've picked up a new skill or two along the way?
Yeah, a couple new skills.
You can hammer a nail like nobody's business.
Yeah.
She can build a porch.
Yes.
You were involved in making your porch, though.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
I helped build the side porch at my new home. And I used a saw, a big saw, hand saw. So,
What was the hardest part?
Measuring cut angles with the saw, doing the measurements
okay.
with the saw.
And what part of the work would you say you're proudest of?
My
You're probably
porch.
Never going to look at that
no.
side porch the same again. You're probably
no, I'm
never
not.
Look at it for the rest of your life and not think about the sweat equity that you put into it.
Right.
I'm speaking with Teresa Bonds, who's recently become a homeowner through Habitat for Humanity, along with Vicki Hamilton Allen, Executive Director of Habitat here in the Capital Region. There are many other things Habitat for Humanity does besides building homes. Talk to us about some of the other components of the organization.
The construction element always gets the attention from the media. Raising walls is always exciting. Building new homes is great. But we're also a mortgage company. That's the most interesting part of the Habitat business model, is that we, in fact, provide the resources up front to build the homes, and then we create the mortgage for the families to pay us back without interest. So it makes the repayments affordable, and we can extend the term to allow for the family to really maximize their disposable income in the home, so we can reduce that monthly mortgage commitment. We're also a retail environment. We operate two ReStores, one in Williamston and one in Lansing. Those are environments where donated building materials and home goods are sold to the public to generate valuable revenue for us. My goal is to generate enough revenue from the ReStores to cover all operating expenses, so that donations are 100% going into mission work.
How long have you been with the organization?
A year and 9 months.
Okay.
It feels like much longer, but it's been a great journey.
Talk to us about, what's your impression of the impact that Habitat has had on the greater Lansing area? You haven't been there a terribly long time, but long enough to get some perspective, I'm sure. What's the impact been? How long has there been a Habitat for Humanity Lansing?
29 years Habitat has been represented in the Lansing community. 1987, the doors opened of my affiliate in a separate location. But here we are now in 2016. We just concluded a merger with Habitat for Humanity Greater Ingham. So we've expanded our service area from the urban area through to include the rural area of our county. So we're now Ingham Whole. We have served over 800 families in the time that the affiliate has existed. We have created, built over 600 wheelchair ramps. That's one of our most popular programs. We have a solid, dedicated crew of volunteers who work on that program. They call themselves PhDs. They are post-hole diggers. And I love them dearly. They're very committed. In fact, we are also... in addition to the house building that we do in Lansing and the now rural area, we also build internationally. Habitat, every affiliate has to tithe to an international partner. We've chosen Kenya because the microfinance programs are very strong and there's a lot of female empowerment programs. And we have built 62 homes abroad as well.
The Lansing in Kenya.
We have, I might have misled you there. We have funded 62 homes in Kenya, not hands-on. That's something I'd love to be able to do.
Okay, that is very interesting. And you have to be willing to be a PhD if you want to volunteer. That sounds a little daunting, but we get your point. A post-hole digger. How many kids in your family, Teresa?
I have five children.
Five children. Mm-hmm. And what impact has this had on them?
They are, for one, very excited. They've learned how to set something aside and put sweat equity into the home. Mm-hmm. It's been a great experience for them.
An investment in the future. Deferred gratification, I guess, is the valuable.
Something to look forward to.
That's right.
Mark, Teresa has quadruplets plus one.
Oh, not just five children. Quadruplets plus one. That changes the landscape a little bit. How many square feet in your new home?
A little under 1,300 square feet.
Okay. How do you get your land, Vicki? How do you come into property?
Primarily through donations. Donated land from private donors. Some have been bequests. Typically, the Lansing affiliate has not been charged with purchasing property to date. There have been some. We have been the recipient of some donations from corporations, too. And we have been trying to align better with the land bank to make a more strategic partnership so we could leverage more land.
What does it cost to build one Habitat house?
Average.
Yeah.
It's very difficult when you're doing infill properties. We're looking almost at $100,000 to build a habitat home. And then we, our pricing structure is appraised value or cost of the build, whichever is the lower, because that is the habitat model.
I'm speaking with Vicki Hamilton Allen, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity in the Capital Region, and Teresa Bonds, who has recently become a homeowner through Habitat for Humanity. You're in your new house then?
No, we're not in. We're expected to be in this month.
And can you tell us what community? Are you in the city of Lansing?
Yes, or I am in the city of Lansing.
Okay. And you're coming from where? I mean, are you picking up square footage here in your new house?
Yes, yes,
okay.
We are. We are currently living in about 800 square feet, so
going
to be the dynamics have definitely changed.
You're going to have a lot of elbow room compared to, you're not quite doubling, but close enough.
Right.
Vicki, what are your goals for the future of Habitat here in the Capital area?
Well, we changed our service delivery a little bit. We're now focusing a lot on neighborhood revitalization, specifically with a program called Rock the Block, where we do intensified week-long efforts on specific blocks, and we do external repairs, community cleanup, we mobilize volunteers, we have a lot of fun doing it. The ultimate goal there is to drive housing quality up and housing costs down, and that's through energy efficiency savings. We do energy audits with Consumers Energy and BWL. That is wonderful. I love doing Rock the Block. It allows us to serve more families. Saving money on your existing home is another way that Habitat can help with its endeavors. Additionally, my goals would be to have more construction-based partners to strategically align with us to help us deliver maybe a different product. We are doing infill products, and I want to create something a little bit differently going forward, maybe multifamily housing, just a whole different habitat output.
You are thinking about a lot of new directions here. That's encouraging. We want to, I understand you're not in any danger of running out of construction volunteers, but if there are other kinds of volunteers that you need as well, where can, I take it you have a website probably, where can they go to learn more?
We do. We have a website, habitatcr.org, and we want lots of volunteers to come in and help us organize our administration daily. We need committed, regular volunteers to step up and be a part of the team.
I've been speaking with Habitat for Humanity's Capital Region Executive Director Vicki Hamilton Allen and new Habitat homeowner Teresa Bonds. Congratulations again, Teresa.
Thank you.
We wish you all the best here in your new home. And Vicki, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you.